What's going on, guys? Welcome to the first installment of
Sun
Rise
with
Rad
Guys. Thank you. And today we're gonna be playing some Fortnite and talking about the latest trends and all that. So each person right here, we're all gonna get one life on Fortnite. So this podcast could last 5 minutes, or it could last like 45 minutes, depending on how good we are.
Terrible.
We're not gonna do too good.
Awful.
Yeah. It's gonna be really quick. It's gonna be a quick podcast, but we're gonna be talking about daily events and all that. So let's get right into it. Right here, we're looking at Ramiro. He's got the controller on. He's got the headset, and we're about to start.
Let's get it.
So first topic today, we're gonna be talking about music and pop culture references and stuff like that. So
heck yeah,
we want to start with 6ix9ine.
Greatest rapper in the game.
Greatest rapper.
Well, right now.
Let's go ahead and start voting, okay? Wait. Ramiro, how do you feel about 6ix9ine?
Say something stupid.
He's just hype.
He's just hype?
You're just hype.
Mm.
In my opinion.
I don't know. So we're on the bus right here, it looks like, Ramiro. It's been about 5 seconds. And what do you think about Landon?
Where's your man? Y'all ask me.
Flush.
Lonely Lodge.
Lonely. Lonely.
Okay.
Lonely.
Girl 2018, baby.
Bo, 6ix9ine. What's your opinion on 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine. Bro, this man is doing great things. He is 6'4"!
6'4"! On what? The billboards?
Billboards, baby. Everything he puts out.
Fire.
Gold.
Okay.
Platinum.
Obvious.
Bangers.
Where is it apply to life? Like, when do you listen? Do you listen to 6ix9ine all day?
Absolutely.
All day.
I get hype all day.
You need workout music. Just literally every 6ix9ine song.
I go to sleep listening to 6ix9ine.
Jesus.
See, I feel like everything about him points to I should like him. Like, this dude has rainbow grill, rainbow hair, Adventure Time on his album cover. Like, he talks about bitches and money, but it's like, I feel like what I consume is what I'm gonna be, and I don't think anything he says is even intelligent.
I'm with that. We were talking about this. If you listen to raps about cheating and lying and stealing and taking girls, that's what you're gonna do. That's what you're gonna become.
Do you honestly think if I listen to 6ix9ine, I'm gonna end up murdering somebody and being a boy?
Really? These two are the 6ix9ine lovers, right?
48.
That is awful.
The 6ix9ine lovers.
Come on, Ramiro.
Oh, are you serious?
You gotta kill my chubby change mom.
We weren't ready yet.
Chubby change mom got him.
Come on, Ramiro. Okay.
Fat girls need number two. Fat girls need number two.
So, Ramiro, while we're going back to the menu, let's talk about what just happened. What happened? We didn't see it. We need an instant replay or something.
He just came out of nowhere.
No, Ramiro was walking up the stairs. I saw him.
Been casting.
Ramiro had a shotgun out, and that guy blasted him.
Wow.
No problem.
It's like, shoot.
Oh, you canceled. It's good. All right,
yeah.
So back to 6ix9ine. So we got...
Hey, what are we canceling?
Y'all two are the 6ix9ine lovers right here, right?
Absolutely.
Three?
Absolutely.
I love 6ix9ine.
Forever?
I like the 6ix9ine lovers.
Billy?
Just to hype me up.
Billy, that's your favorite song
that's
there, Billy.
And that's probably the only favorite song.
That's what you're
doing. Pop these people like a willy people. You're a silly people.
I'm glad you bleeped that out. We got to be clean on this podcast. So 6ix9ine, I feel like if you listen to him, you're going to become him.
No, you won't.
Like, does he have any positivity in his music?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's he positive
about? He speaks positivity. Have you ever listened to, like, some of his videos and things he actually puts on his Instagram and Twitter? He talks about anybody and everybody can achieve a dream. He did it doing absolutely the dumbest thing possible in 6 months.
Is this his dream, what he's doing right now?
Hey,
everybody enable.
Everybody enable?
He encourages his audience to achieve the greatness that he achieved in only 6 months.
Yeah, he did do that. I like his life. Can you watch his?
How y'all feel about what J. Cole said about him?
J. Cole's like,
didn't say about him, but that kind of applies to him too.
From 1985.
J. Cole.
Yeah, it was a little pump this, but I feel like it was just a.
I'm
every single rapper
heard
like
any songs.
One of them good. It's not.
No,
his album was a banger until like Post Malone's album came out, and then it's just like, okay. No,
J. Cole's whole album, every single song is a hit. Like, every single song has undeniable lyricism and flow.
So where are we dropping?
Honestly, I don't
Lonely.
Listen to him.
Lonely?
Okay. Heck yeah. I honestly think I'm a J. Cole. I like J. Cole, but he hasn't had a good album since Forest Hills Drive.
I don't think this song was supposed to be for entertainment. It was supposed to be as a message. I think he got that message across loud and clear.
But people don't want to listen to it, a message, though.
Like, that, yeah, that's the problem.
It's only listenable to.
I'll admit, he's a good rapper.
He just talks the entire album. I couldn't, like, you can't listen to it.
Yeah, that's how
he just talks.
Oh, I listen to it every day.
It's like a poem.
I guess people that like
and what I think people don't understand is either with going back to 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine is actually an extremely smart person when it comes to marketing and like selling what he is. Like, he's not retarded. He didn't get rainbow hair just for the heck of it. He may have, but he also put in the fact that nobody else has rainbow hair, so like you see this crazy dude screaming on a track about murdering somebody.
Yeah. I'm impressed with how you're talking right now while playing. Ramiro, I don't think, said one word and he just died.
Yeah, I think like Conor McGregor did the same thing. He gets loud.
That's where I start to stray off from that, is that like not everything in life is about the money or the plays or the hits.
It's all about the money. Money buys happiness.
Even J. Cole said it though. He wouldn't, like, he did the rap game to make it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's gonna rap. Nobody's rapping just to do it. Like, now they made money, 100%. But
they're gonna keep going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about the money.
Facts.
Money buys happiness.
Money's not buying happiness.
Yes,
you can count it. But you can't do what makes happy without money.
You can't be no broke bum. We have him dumping
out. Post Malone's whole entire album is about depression, and he's a millionaire.
But his audience relates to that. Like his.
Yeah, but I'm saying money doesn't make you happy. That's proof right there in the pudding.
He's got a lot of money.
Rich and sad.
Yeah.
That's what Post Malone says in the song.
Rich and sad. If I'm rich,
but he's a very positive guy, sad. Though.
I guess if you're an ugly guy, if you're attractive, you have nothing to worry about.
I don't know.
All right, we're gonna leave music right here. We're gonna go to movies. Infinity War.
Haven't seen it.
Greatest Marvel movie ever made.
I don't believe
you haven't even seen half the movies.
I've seen.
God, Connor's like, what's going on?
Both the Guardians of the Galaxy is all I've seen.
Yeah.
So I had an idea what was going on.
No, you did not.
But I was underwhelmed. So we're about to rate it. Okay, Infinity War, scale of 1 to 10.
I'll say 9.
Infinity War is a freaking 10, bro.
10. Finally, a bad guy wins. We need a bad guy to win. And he won in this movie.
Oh, yeah, that would be
dominant.
Spoilers if you're watching this podcast. It's too late. You've already heard it. So,
Jesus Christ. Everybody.
That guy wins. But I'd rate it probably a solid 7 out of 10 just because of how good it looked.
What Marvel movie is a 10 out of 10 for you?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Okay, that's a good. That's a 10 out of 10.
Both Guardians of the Galaxy, I put 10 out of 10.
Yeah. They're just.
Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Strange are the only two I haven't seen.
Oh, Doctor Strange is so good.
I heard it was good.
I hear somebody.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch.
We got to go to both of them and say he hears somebody. How far away is he?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Come on. Come on, give us some calls.
I'm getting
what's going through your head right now? What's going through your head?
Go get another pro!
Go get another pro!
R1!
Wall!
Ah!
Go! Wall!
Ah! Mother f***er!
What I get? 42?
Okay.
42?
48.
Two out of five down. What placing was you? You're 48?
48.
What was you?
That's nuts.
I'll change not build a pro.
No, you gotta keep it on build a pro.
Hey, are you already looking for a game? Don't look for a game yet.
I'm looking for settings.
No, go back.
I wish I could have done this.
Alright, yeah, I'm sorry, okay. Pick a new character.
No.
We need to change characters.
You wanna pick a new character?
What kind
of? Pick a new character. Shit. Well, dude, he's obviously not working. Bo plays like top 50 again, right?
I didn't know it was on Builder Pro.
The top 50.
I didn't know how to make ramps.
So we're going random character each
time. That's
so that's who's going to describe us. So we're on the third out of five. So we got to start hurting.
Did you click random?
Yeah, that's random.
I think we need to make another round.
Yeah, we need to. Depending on how fast, we might get two rounds.
Get up the girls in 2K18.
No.
Tell them. You are, Connor.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Sarah. Please don't beat me. She already hates us.
Hey, mixtape coming soon. Hester, can you zoom in on for
Let's go back on to music for 1 second. So.
We have
a musician.
Yeah, right? I have a single dropping in a few days. Me and Young Samir, we're in the studio twice a week. Mixtape coming very soon.
You only pay for 30 seconds of self-marketing, so you're done. There we go.
Wait,
come back to me for a second. I'm not talking about drugs, money, and partying. I'm talking about the weirdest shit and the realest shit I could possibly think of. Combination of the two.
Yeah. Come on. So while we're on music, one more time. There is a beach trip that we're going on in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah,
that's more right music. Here. So let's talk about who's performing there. We got
who?
It doesn't matter.
Logic.
LePunk! Hey! LePunk! Escape!
I'm not going.
Oh, I'm not.
See, I like listening to his music. I feel like I'm gonna hate seeing him in person. I'm gonna wanna jump on stage and strangle him.
I'm about to go insane. Oh, yeah. I'm about to lose my mind.
I don't think I'm gonna listen to Lil Pump.
No, you have to.
I'm gonna be.
It's a must.
I have to.
It's a must.
I'm gonna be a little sad.
I'll be a little rich and sad. This dude hits me the axe one more time.
So where do you think about dropping? Are you bringing up the map? So where are we thinking? So we've had a Lonely Lodge. Where'd you go, Ramiro?
Lonely Lodge.
You went to Lonely Lodge too?
Yeah.
Am I going Castle?
Yeah,
you
did. So does Dusty Divot.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not going Dusty
Divot. If you go Dusty Divot, it's gonna be a very.
Tilted.
Tilted? We had to go Tilted with somebody.
No, I'm going.
I'll go Tilted.
I'm going Castles.
Going Tilted.
Going Castles.
So while we're on the topic of Fortnite, how do we feel about Dusty Divot?
I think it's innovative. I think it's cool.
I think they did a good move by doing it because it took everybody off of Tilted, and now Tilted can be used.
That's a good point. I like the addition of the.
I was about to say the exo jumping or whatever.
Yeah, the meteorite thing.
Like that.
I thought it was cool for trick shots. Like you can go on like a rocket jump now, and you can jump off and not
and
fall down.
It's not overpowered because it's like a short amount of time, and people hear you walking up very easily because you're so loud.
Now you have somebody coming up on me with that. I'm scared.
So I mean, it balances out.
You know, it's also scary.
What?
You're Katie in Atlanta.
Katie in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Connor's trash at Call of Duty.
That's a whole nother podcast. Just a whole talk about
it. I don't even need to be talked on the podcast. It's so awful.
We need a whole podcast about how terrible I am about video games. But we don't need to speak about my 6 and 24 hardcore.
You see more people shooting them in the back.
You said it.
I literally had to stand up and scream at the referee to try to come up with an excuse because we were getting beat so bad.
And then Connor... Oh,
we found one.
I had to fake my controller not working so we could get another round.
No. All emoji referees are going to see that and we'll never be allowed to hear
playing. Sorry, emoji. We had to fake it.
Don't sue us.
Lil Pump. Oh.
Uh-oh.
We got first rounded.
Oh.
All right, so you're flying in right now. How do you feel about that glider right there? I paid for that.
It's loud.
Not much.
How much?
We're not speaking of that.
I think $8 maybe?
Jesus Christ, $8?
$8 glider right there.
For this?
Yeah. $8 real?
$8 real. I bought
$8. That's 8 cheeseburger your big butt could have bought.
$8 hairs?
$8 hairs right there.
Wow. That's a lot of doll hairs.
$8 hairs?
So this isn't a free game.
It is a free game.
It's kind of a free game.
Oh my goodness. I gotta change off this.
See,
with Team Fortress 2, the way it is the things that you pay for makes it like not easier to play the game, but like different play varieties. This is kind of just only different textures.
Yeah.
I saw it. If y'all say something about it, I saw it.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Hey, you passed up that assault rifle.
Okay. So while he's making the move, we gotta talk about basketball playoffs, correct?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
So this is next. Is pop culture? Is basketball pop culture?
Yeah.
In my opinion,
he's gonna win. Nuggets.
Golden State.
If I see one more Golden State or Cavs victory, I'm so done.
All right, who you with? You said Golden State?
No, I said everybody.
But who you said?
I would like Pelicans, but
you gotta put a concrete pick. Who's gonna win?
What the heck?
Oh, the pick?
Celtics. Concrete pick. Celtics.
Warriors.
What am I doing?
Who's gonna win?
How do I change this?
Go to Builder Pro.
No,
oh, wait, no, sorry. Next one, Combat Pro. That's the one you play on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying.
That's it.
You're lying to me every day. Tell me.
How many minutes in are we? We got 29 minutes to do this podcast.
You're in 15.
We're 15 in? Okay, we can only do one round of this.
Because
Pablo's only lasts about 5 minutes, I'm gonna last about 5, and Jack going tilted, he might last 2.
Are you silly?
We're gonna be okay there.
You're big.
See, my thing on sports is I think all professional sports are fake. I think the WWE exists though, just so you can be like, hey, the WWE is clearly fake.
They're really out there fake, and then everything else is kind of hide it.
Yeah.
I'm really pissed off.
No, I disagree with that one.
What, all pro sports are fake?
Yeah.
I think they're mostly fake.
No.
I think the winners are predetermined beforehand, but I think the actual shots are real.
What about pro baseball, Connor?
I think that's the least fake sport.
I don't think any pro sports is fixed. I think they lean towards.
Because you can't make amazing plays and not be.
I think they lean towards like you know the business side of it and making money, entertainment. Yeah, but I don't think they fake it at all.
I can't see because
I think in the game they're going hard, but the coach at some point hears what's supposed to happen in their ear, like, hey, make a bad play.
Why is there actually coaches in the NBA? I mean, everybody's already professionals. That's kind
of, it's the Cleveland LeBron,
right? It's to build. He's there to, like, make sure everybody gets along, make sure there has to be some sort of a leader.
Yeah. Is LeBron the player coach? Is he a player?
He's a coach. Absolutely. He's
both. The leader can't be too close to the action.
He's like a leader coach. He's like an on-court coach, kind of.
If I was the coach, I wouldn't tell LeBron what to do.
No, but they don't.
He just beat me up.
They don't tell him what to do.
They just agree with him.
Yo, guys, what's going on?
All right, looks like we have the top placing right now. You placed more than 42, right?
I think so.
So we got the top placing right now. This guy, he's going for the win. 48.
Yeah, I had 38.
Looks like he's gonna win right here.
You know, if I didn't have the Builder Pro on.
Yeah, that messed
up. Yeah, we're blaming on Builder Pro.
That did not mess you up, Romero. You didn't even
know. No, we didn't even see you make a move.
Messes. Connor, I mean, Romero, you didn't have a gun the whole game, time to play.
Yeah, you didn't even die with a gun.
You ran up the stairs with an axe, bro. I mean,
what's it called?
Yeah, shotgun.
No.
Submachine gun. Yeah, so you're done.
God. A submachine gun.
Rip mine.
Wow. I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
That was my phone, but it's okay.
It was fixed. The game was fixed.
Yep.
Y'all set me up for failure.
NFL is fixed.
In NFL, if any sport's fixed, it's NFL.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady's not as good as
everybody. With all of, like, the him defensive injuring people contracts, like, it's gotta be fixed.
Oh, like the headhunters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's not as good as everybody thinks.
No, they literally cheated in the Super Bowl and it was proven.
Oh, I don't really care about that. I think if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
In one of the games,
Big
the
bag,
first
six,
person
nine.
To celebrate
yeah,
the Tom
was
right.
That's a
6-9 right
thing. Cheers, listen to 6-9.
Huh?
What?
I'm gonna get so much backlash for that.
Oh, you're done.
Oh, I'm done.
Nah, 6-9's cold. I mean, y'all need to stop hating.
Anybody's watching is probably pretty impressed, so thank y'all for watching.
Yeah?
Y'all watch a lot of crappy Fortnite.
See, I don't have anything against 6ix9ine's music. It's just that I personally don't enjoy him, and I don't think he spreads any positive message. I also don't think he really brings anything new or fresh. Because I've seen other people talk about money. I've seen other people talking about gang stuff.
But that's rap.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
That's exactly what rap was based on.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be. Look at Lil Dicky.
Well, then you're
Lil Dicky's like one of the best rappers, undoubtedly. Like,
no,
best
that's
close.
An opinion.
Not even close.
That's an opinion.
Lil Dicky is not one of the best rappers.
Are facts close. Opinions?
No.
Are facts opinions? Didn't you tell me that one time?
No.
Or what's a fact then? Is there anything on the world's a fact?
Fact is like... Error.
Isn't a fact an opinion?
Like, a fact is like,
or?
You know what I'm saying? Like, a fact is, this is a shirt.
A fact is water is H2O.
Yeah, like.
I swear you told me that fact, like, there's no such thing as a fact. Like, everything's an opinion.
No.
Even if it's, like, 99% true. Like, there's
no.
a chance.
That's impossible.
So you're telling me that.
I think there's no
this
such
isn't
100% fact.
A shirt.
I mean,
like, it depends.
See, I was told in elementary school that a fact is something that can be proven right or wrong.
Yeah.
And then
that's
later I realized that
that's
it's just something. No, that's not an opinion. An opinion can't be proved right or wrong.
Look, I'm not really paying attention.
All right, we're in the top 30 almost right here, so we're starting to
games.
I have a lot to say. Holy crap.
We haven't got to kill you yet. It's hot in here.
You're about to get
so
a lot drenched in sweat.
Both sweats in 20 degree weather.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I don't think we can turn it on.
No, you can't turn it on.
No.
The fan in here was installed by Ramiro Martinez. He's he does freelance work.
But don't, like, if you want settings, just don't call him.
He doesn't use the remote.
Don't call
he doesn't know how to install that part.
No.
Yeah, it gets cool real quick, though.
You know, turn it on. Let's
hey,
let's
put that bush
turn
on.
Turn it on. Let's figure it out.
Play hard mode. Get that bush.
Yeah, give it on shotgun.
You're a sucker for a bush.
I give it on shotgun.
Left.
No.
Bro, get that bush on and just hide for the whole game.
If you...
Get that bush.
What's our time at, Hester? What's our time at? We had no. Just
we had some
21, 20.
Oh, you better hurry up.
Why? Wow, because I'm better than
hurry up and win?
Ooh.
All I know is.
I can't say I can.
You're in front of
the team. Since we're on the topic of the game, let's talk about the new Optic Vision episode.
Yeah, cool.
I haven't seen it. Please don't spoil it. Actually, it's probably garbage.
No, it's nice.
It's the
best
thing
I've
ever
seen.
Is it
them departing with.
Oh, yeah, the fan is doing really well.
Yeah. You cool?
Huh?
You cool?
I'm cool.
Alright.
I'm cool.
I'm not cool.
I'm cool, bro.
Yo, if I found a llama.
So,
a llama?
This is me and Bo talking right now. Y'all haven't seen Vision yet, but Bo. Scale of 1 to 10, how good is that Vision?
Oh, 11, dude.
11?
That's off the charts.
It was sad, though.
Like, it was awfully sad.
I felt like those last 2 minutes, and I felt it.
I was
Where did they talk about karma leaving?
I was waiting around. I was
I don't want to spoil it for you, but I'm going to.
Just spoil it for me.
Yeah, Hitch isn't doing Vision no more, and they like announced it in an extremely sad way.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay, you should have just not told me that.
If you get on Twitter, you're going to get spoiled immediately.
Well, that's why I don't have a Twitter.
The truth hurts.
So, he created it, but he's not going to be in it?
He created it, he's passed it down to another guy named Roger.
Screw Roger.
Yeah, that's what everybody said in the chat, too.
GG's in the chat.
Nah, but I don't know.
Hey, so
I don't understand. I don't understand how y'all can't. Why y'all always got a diss on 6ix9ine?
I'm not dissing on him. I just don't think he's anything special. I feel like he won't be relevant in 2 years.
You know who's not gonna be relevant? It's gonna be like Lil Wayne, bro.
I listen to Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
I still put him on top.
More in one day than I've ever listened to 6ix9ine.
Success wise, he's better than any rapper right now.
Drake, no.
I mean, I'm talking about like
for this generation.
For this generation of rappers, he's the best.
Drake will create a song.
Does he have longevity?
Do it for 4 years.
The thing about Drake
is nowadays, I feel like he's too hype.
Drake don't like write none of his stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like
it's hard. It's too catchy now.
Catchy.
Yeah. There's such thing as too catchy.
Okay. Yeah. Like that's why you listen to him on repeat, like I do, because it's catchy.
Sad Drake.
Ooh.
See, that's why I have an appreciation for J. Cole. He produces everything he does. He writes everything he does. He has no features.
That's why he's a mediocre rapper.
He's like the best rapper.
No.
That's an opinion.
No, he's not the best rapper.
He's a washed up.
Who can out-rap him? Like, who can...
Eminem.
That's true. Old Eminem is like
Eminem
one of the
right
goats.
Now,
old Lil
Russ.
No, Russ.
I don't know who you think you're talking to.
I don't really
Eminem
like
can out-rap him. Lil Wayne can out-rap him.
Wayne's got 3 bars about having a pot to piss in, being from New Orleans.
No,
he's got
Lil Wayne
changed the game.
Lyrically, bro. Lil Wayne would murders J. Cole.
Does Lil Wayne write his own stuff, do we think?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
Does he write his own stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
yeah.
His own
yeah.
Stuff?
You
like,
can read
what?
His journals 12? From...
when he was like 12 years old.
You can read his journals from prison, and he talks about how he wrote every day.
I'm kind of frustrated. I can't find nobody yet.
That could be fake.
Eminem writes on stuff.
Yeah.
He started battle rapping.
Have you ever seen 8 Mile?
No.
Sure. 8 Mile?
That's been proven.
8 Mile? Yeah.
That's his.
Meek Mill.
That's
Meek Mill.
Yeah, that's his.
Why are we sleeping on Meek Mill? Meek Mill is freaking a dog.
So Dreams and Nightmare.
I just want to let everybody know. Free Bobby.
Free Bobby. Who's Bobby?
Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda.
What about G-Eazy? Jeezy's trash.
Whoa!
I'm kind of there. I kind of feel that. Yeah. I like old Jeezy.
You haven't killed yet?
No, I haven't seen one person.
Hey, let's go to
Jeezy. Jeezy is not trash.
Jeez, he's not garbage, but is a very mediocre rapper. I have a ton of respect for his grind.
Because
he would fly like across country to get back to college to get there in time for like finals and stuff. I don't respect what he does, but
is there any way I can move this light?
Just don't listen to him.
Is there any way to light?
Never mind, it doesn't matter.
You want to move the light a little bit?
No, I don't.
No, there's a few songs in him that I like.
Here we go.
I don't know. I feel like...
In me, 20 years from now, I'm still going to put Lil Wayne in my top.
Look at that. Look at that fort.
You're still going to what?
I'm still going to put Lil Wayne in my top. Like,
okay,
top
I think
five.
Kanye is the best rapper of our generation.
No.
I think he changed the game forever.
Shut up. Yeah.
No.
He's one of them.
I think
he's one of them.
Definitely one of the best producers of our time also.
Okay,
producers
wise,
and rappers just...
I mean, in our generation, like... I mean, it's almost impossible not to say, like, Lil Wayne or Eminem.
Alright, here's 26 minutes.
26?
Okay. Let's say he's an icon by all means also. Like the way
that's
different. Yeah, but the way he talks about being a free thinker and everything like that is cool. A lot of people really don't. They'll see what he's saying and they'll hate on the content instead of the actual message.
The thing I honestly, I used to love like Jay-Z and people that like they.
Jesus.
Hey, get in there.
I got him.
Ain't nobody coming there. We got a top 14
now. The big thing is
What do y'all feel about old rappers like Tupac, Biggie?
Never listened to them.
I'm a Wu-Tang guy.
Wu-Tang. We're probably about to get roasted for that, but I've never listened to
Wu-Tang.
The Afro Samurai. Albums.
Would DMX be considered old?
He lyrically was insane.
DMX, yes.
Insane. He didn't rap like it, but him lyrically, like he did slam poetry. Like he quit rapping and started doing slam poetry type stuff. Like he's
a preacher now.
Yeah, he's a preacher.
I don't like him as a person.
Like you as a rapper, Jack, do you think you need prior knowledge of people like that?
Who like
be successful? Yes.
I mean, I don't really think so. That's the problem with new generation rappers.
So
if you're a sports guy, like, you play football, do you need like prior knowledge? Like, do you like? There's a bunch of dudes who play football that don't know anything about football. Like, not like.
That's like saying.
That's like saying you being a pitcher, and you basically just like.
I don't watch a second of baseball.
That's like you disrespecting like the best pitcher of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I agree with Lil Xan. Like, I think Tupac is pretty boring.
God no.
I think Tupac is kind of a bad rapper.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
But you gotta think about it. Like in that time.
Yeah, in that time he was good, but that's like I think Elvis doesn't make that great of music.
The thing is though, if we're talking about lyrically though, Tupac craps on almost any rapper.
Yeah, because
right
you're not gonna compare Tupac to, like what?
Yeah, you're not gonna compare Elvis to Maroon 5.
If I wanted to be a rock star now, I wouldn't listen to Elvis. I would be listening to whoever the rock stars are now. To get the feel of the generation.
But the point you bring up with the lyricism part with J. Cole, Tupac has. Blows J. Cole out of the water lyrically. If you've ever read any of his lyrics and talked or read any lyrics on any of his songs, there's no way you could dispute that at all.
Some of the J. Cole stuff, I mean not J. Cole, some of the Tupac stuff I read is like the easy hat, cat, fat, pat, rat,
no.
Rat-a-tat, tat, raps like that.
We think if Tupac was rapping right now, would he be a top guy?
I don't think the world would feel him the same way.
I know I would.
Without Tupac, there is no J. Cole.
Yeah.
There is no Lil Wayne. There is no 6ix9ine. There is none of that.
So like with baseball, like all those pitchers like back in the day, are nothing compared to what it is now. Like baseball back then, like just like basketball is different. Like pitchers back then didn't throw anywhere near what pitchers are throwing now. So you think rappers?
Yeah,
back
but
then,
you also back then didn't have the resources.
Yeah, so like rappers
now.
They didn't have. Oh, they had like they had more freedom.
Hmm? Shut up.
You still going though?
When
did shut up for sound?
I still think that.
When did it turn off? Just like it's good now. How long ago did it turn off?
Like 10 seconds before it started.
So
y'all were talking about pitchers.
We're talking about pitchers
back then.
Camera turned off for a few seconds, guys, but we're back. We're at a top 8 finish right now, so he's probably going to win this Fortnite challenge. No, that was fine. But we're back to this.
I am top 8.
Like,
I put up the idea that pitchers back then are nothing compared to pitchers now, and I think that's 100% true. So a rapper... here we go! Wait, it looks like it's game over. Well, can he do it? Somebody cast. I can't cast well. But
okay,
cast.
And he's going.
He's jumping.
Oh, he's ramping.
He's ramping. Oh,
he's standing there.
The storm is coming in.
The storm is moving.
He has
to
move out.
He's got to move. He's got to move.
They gotta make a move.
They're both moving.
Is he going to get? He's got 33
shots.
He's 33 shields.
He's absolutely terrible.
All right, we got to ramp up to
him. Oh, he's ramping.
No! Pooping, snooping, dude.
I like boobies.
Dang it. I'm giving up the girls.
I like boobies.
Oh,
look, is he gonna die? He's going down 5-0. Oh, and he is gonna.
Man,
I like boobies. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, can I have my glasses for this?
So now we're moving on to the fourth man. We're going on about the 30-minute mark of this podcast, and we are gonna finish up the Tupac.
Yeah, about 30 seconds left of the podcast.
Like you were saying pitchers. Yeah. Like a pitcher back then was throwing like.
A pitcher back then, like if Babe Ruth was here now, he would get destroyed.
No,
he would not be anything compared to
like,
what
was like the highest pitch, the fastest pitch back then.
I mean, there were some guys who threw hard, but they're nothing compared to now. Like, the average
baseball
now.
The only reason why you can't like compare it in that way is
sports are different. Definitely
like,
technology was.
Yeah, all that technology changes, like workout thing, all that, a lot of stuff changes.
words, metaphors, like...
Do we think Tupac, just because he came up before there was a SoundCloud possibility, before there was any of that?
No, if Tupac, if there was like a SoundCloud and crap like that, Tupac would have been way bigger.
I think if Tupac existed right now, people would look at him the same way as people look at J. Cole.
No.
Because Tupac is lyrical and stuff like that.
That's the thing, though, like, there would be no J. Cole without Tupac.
That's irrelevant.
All right, so how is that irrelevant?
No. How is that relevant?
We're related.
Because we wouldn't even be talking about J. Cole if there was no Tupac.
He's one of them.
J. Cole's even said like.
All right, so let's put the name aside. Talent, exact same
talent,
Tupac.
One of the most talented rappers ever.
Is his name all he has right
one
now?
Tupac song.
Wait, what? Let's take Tupac.
It is literally like talking like Michael Jordan. LeBron has done amazing things in the league, but it's almost impossible to say anybody is better than Michael Jordan because without Michael Jordan, the basketball as a whole would not even be what it is right now. It doesn't go off of just talent and stuff like that. It goes off of how he, like,
bad start.
He like changed everything. Like he is hip hop.
Right. Like when the rap game was going down.
Let's say the win.
Oh my gosh, you just got a perfect scar.
Oh, we got a scar on the field right now. Top 96 finish.
Everybody ain't able.
Top 96 with a shield. It looks like he's going to go back to about 110 health. So back to this. Tupac. There's a clone of him. His name is Putak. Okay? He has the exact same rhyming and everything now. Is he even going to make it? If I heard him, I would instantly throw it in the trash if I didn't know it was Tupac. I'd still throw it in the trash after I know it's Tupac, but I don't like Tupac.
I've heard
Tupac songs, I don't like it.
That's the same thing though, like, I mean, like, if you would have played a J. Cole song back then, they would have thrown that crap in the trash too.
I don't think so. Because J. Cole has a message that's important about like taking drugs off the streets.
So does Tupac.
That's what I'm saying.
J. Cole is imaging what Tupac did.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Can I finish the sentence, please?
Without Tupac, there's no Cole. There's nobody. Like, he is the one who started the message.
Still talking. I saw him, Jay. He's still talking. But I was saying once again, Putak, he's alive right now. He's doing the exact same thing as Tupac, similar song, similar message. Is he going to make it like Tupac did? Because no. Tupac was back then, there wasn't as many rappers, there wasn't as much places to blow up.
He was rapping the style and the way it was back then. So, like, of course he would, like,
would he
adapt?
Would he adapt for
a certain time. My opinion.
I mean, it's the same thing with 6ix9ine. If you would play 6ix9ine back then, they would have really hated it.
I would love to see what they're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, he would have adapted to like how the hip hop was.
Yeah, really,
like, because if you listen to every single hip hop song back then, it was that type of style.
It was just drugs, murder.
Is when I hear all that, like popping champagne and stuff, like, I don't care at all
about it. J. Cole, like, not talking about all that, taking it away, that's just like, would mix.
Dude, you know what's really cool though? See how they're sitting all YouTubers trying to Kelvin?
Seen any videos? I've seen Kelvin's videos.
They're good.
I think they're funny.
I think they're hilarious.
Just because he keeps it raw.
Yeah.
Like throughout the entire.
And
he has the Fortnite sounds and the Call of Duty sounds in there.
That was hilarious.
Okay, I thought of how to compare it.
All right, well, who are you comparing?
I'm going to say Tupac is like Super Mario Brothers on NES. Of course he was the ground floor, and of course he was good, and of course he is what led to it. But I would way rather play Mario on the Nintendo Switch right now than play on the NES, even though it's a good classic and laid a lot of groundwork.
That's the thing though, that it was that time, like...
You gotta respect it.
No, it's not even that though, like, if you go to now, and you have the producing abilities that we have now. You go to the sound, like the type of beats they have now. Of course, he would be rapping over the same beats and all that stuff. So therefore, you gotta throw all the instrumentals out of the window. You have to throw everything out the window, but the words and this message that he is speaking, and like the things he talks about, and nobody compares to that.
So you're saying you don't think there were people during Tupac's time that shat on him the same way people shit on J. Cole? Because people shit on J. Cole because he doesn't talk about the turn-up life that they want to hear about. because people just want that instant gratification. I'm sure people shat on Tupac the same exact way. The same people that like listen to 6ix9ine now and shit on J. Cole were the same people back in the day that were listening to DMX and shitting on Tupac. The same people that were listening to the turn up music and the drugs and the money and the women and shitting on the real message.
I don't listen to music for the message.
That's the difference.
That's why you listen to 6ix9ine, correct?
No.
If you listen to 6ix9ine for the message, that's bad too. So you gotta pick.
But I don't know, man. I can get that extra pump in if I'm listening.
You can get that extra pump in, but is there any longevity to that music? Or you can listen to it in a year.
Yeah. Because you know why? Because
people still listen to Tupac. I don't know why.
I'm still listening to DMX in the workouts.
What?
I still listen to DMX in the workouts.
I mean, honestly though, nobody's really gonna listen to this last album by J. Cole.
Yeah, they are. This album was an instant classic. Because it covered topics of racism, drugs.
I don't think anybody's gonna really listen to
it. I just can't vibe to him. He's a great rapper, but
I feel like I'm listening to an audiobook on there with some sound.
Yeah, nobody's gonna really listen to it within a year. Forest Hill Drive was made for like top songs. That's exactly
Forest Hill Drive. I can listen to some songs on there. Yeah. I'm just not a JP.
A few songs, man. Yeah, Mac Miller, bro.
I listen to Mac Miller.
Y'all, the Divine Feminine was a beautiful album.
Yeah. Uh-oh, are there being shots?
There's shots.
Okay. All right, we're in a little bit of a thing right here. Where's it coming from? What direction? You know?
I think this way.
132. So we got this. He's got a nice building going. You want to put some stairs up?
Yeah, you can see. Dude, I wish I was going to Royal Loud. That's just like...
I don't know.
Let's go. Bo, you want to go?
You know what I want to go to? Tomorrowland.
No.
Where's that? I'll die there. Tomorrowland and Disney, the Speedway?
Belgium.
I'll die there. We will die there.
I think it's in Belgium.
People die there.
I have no clue.
People die at Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland.
Just think voodoo.
So many people. No. You're just not.
Biggest DJs ever still.
Yeah.
But that's more of an EDM like concert.
Like, yeah. I'd be cool to see like Marshmello and stuff like that.
He's there every year.
And like
Marshmello's everywhere.
Caked up and like.
Fish bone push up jab, dude.
Oh,
where?
I don't know.
Dude,
true.
I haven't seen like the past two episodes. And I'm
so
right?
Dude, they're so good. Oh, no, Sammy's coming back, bro. Jersey Shore. Best drop.
I kind of figured that.
Best drop.
Dude, Jersey Shore sucks.
Whoa.
Okay, I respect that. But
Jersey Shore sucks.
That hurt. That's not fact.
Y'all realize this is my favorite show.
I love Jersey Shore.
Seen every season.
I feel like it's just a new school soap opera.
No.
Yeah.
No. Jersey Shore is the Kardashians.
Like, yeah. Jersey Shore is fake.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, let me rephrase that.
I'd say it's more like 75-80% real and 20-25%.
Because with all those cameras, you're obviously going to act a little different, but it's real.
I feel like they're like...
Pauly D's my role model.
You gotta act like sort of a little butthead.
Anything Pauly D does.
He's the only one that hasn't changed.
No.
He's still doing the same thing.
Because he's single.
Since season one. Married?
No, he's got a girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend. He's in taxes problems right now.
He got engaged.
Situation?
Really?
Yeah, he got engaged.
So I saw a picture and it was like the Miss situation or something like that.
Dude, I'm so excited though for... Oh!
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
We got an engagement.
All right, bro. Take fuck him out.
Let's go.
We can't tell if the camera's off.
And
shoot him.
Let's see.
Shoot him.
Rain on. Oh no, he's got the shotgun out.
Oh, he's ramping.
Oh, he's ramping.
He's ramping. Oh, he jumped down.
Oh,
where'd he go?
He made a mistake. You got the high ground.
Oh no way.
He's waiting for you.
Oh,
he missed the shot.
No. It's coming down to this. This is the last shot. Next shot will be last.
Oh.
I
respect you. I pew 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 you.
Yeah, pew pew. So we got one last one.
Oh, this is go. This is.
And this
we got one last
trashest.
Boys.
Trashest.
I don't think you've got a dub in like 4 weeks.
You know what? I'm about to show you my settings real quick.
My armpits are sweating.
Connor, really.
Hey, throw in my paddles, please, sir. So right here, I have 3 solo wins. Hey, throw me them paddles. I have 3 solo wins, boys.
There's paddles on here.
And I have all 3 of those. No.
You do not.
No, you won one of them, right? No, you didn't. I have won all 3 of these myself.
I would assume so. It's your profile.
Yeah. But hey, look at that play time. 5 hours. So that's not all me. I didn't play 5 hours.
Well, yeah,
I'm not that big of a no like.
Duo, I got you at least one.
Yeah, we had 7 duos. One. What?
I got you at least one.
You've gotten one with me, and then squads, we've gotten a couple of duos.
Yeah, squad?
18, boys.
I wish you could
I got that one with
this is embarrassing. If you look at anybody else's stats, they're a lot better. But, you know, that's what we're going to do.
We let scrubs like Ramiro and
Jake Wadner. Garbage.
Shout out to Jacob. You're trash.
Hey, that one night, we're going to be like top 10.
Wadner would be the one guy to go this far.
Dude, that's another thing. I wish I could sing. Like Shawn Mendes.
Practice. Sucks.
Connor sucks. It's an iron shop. Hey, keep going.
Get the Raven. Get the Raven, dude.
Come back here.
You gonna buy that?
Get the Raven. Yeah, look at Raven. Get the Raven.
Oh, that's beautiful, dude.
Get the Raven. Get the Raven.
Let's just get an idea of how much that would be. That'd be like $20.
Oh my god.
That's not worth it.
We're not doing this on the podcast. We'll do it after the podcast.
Straight roast fest.
After the podcast, we'll
straight
get it.
Roast fest, bro.
Whoa.
Oh. It's, dude, hey. It's the Conor McGregor.
Hey, get hype.
Let's get it, yeah, yeah. Get money, yeah, yeah. That's what it looks like.
We're not gonna do it, we're not gonna do it. All right, here we go.
Get money, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
okay, ooh, this is the last game, boys. This is the finale.
What are you gonna
that
see?
That little kid cannot sing in real life. You see my video? He cannot. He is horrible.
Who?
That little kid.
Maddox?
Hey, where's that girl that put out that?
Yeah, Maddox.
What's that girl that said, catch me outside?
We're in the last 10 minutes of this podcast, bad, boys. Bad. We gotta go out with a bang.
Barbie? Danielle Bregoli. I don't know her rapper name.
Have you heard her?
It's like Bad Batty or something.
I just don't. I try to
we need a controversial topic. So I'm not going with a controversial topic to end this podcast. So I'm
abortion.
Not gonna, I'm not gonna last long.
Whoa.
Well, let's go.
Alright, do we believe in abortion?
I think it exists, yeah.
Yeah. We need to abort.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What about legalization of marijuana?
Oh, is this Sunrise Ride Guys episode 2?
Did we talk about that? Yeah, we did. Damn, I don't know anything. Those are the only things I know about.
Let's talk about underage drinking.
Yes. Right, looks like we're going castle to start this off. Underage drinking. I think you should learn how to drink before you can drive. I went over this, because there's drinking and driving out there. You should know how to drink and get drunk before you can drive.
Yeah, you should know. You should know what you feel like.
That's like learning to ride a bicycle before you get.
I'd rather.
All right, boys, we're back, boys. The camera shut off for a second. We're back. Blink what out? The camera shut off. And here we are. We're landing in the castle.
Woo!
Sheesh. And I'm like,
it's a quick game.
This is a quick game. Yeah.
Oh,
he doesn't know where you are.
You literally have to try to
yo,
do
it. Yo, no loss. I saw Sarah got a better placement before.
Yeah, she had 21st the first time she played. So,
out of the placements,
that's why he has 3 solo losers. So. Wins.
Did so he put a fort right here?
Hey, I don't know.
Did you really? What a way.
Chainsmoker 69, you did it, man. You finished off the podcast.
That's not Chainsmoker.
Hey,
what
are
you
doing?
Chainsmoker.
Chainsmoker.
Well, boys, this is where the podcast went.
So, first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, I came in last. So who's the winner? Pablo?
Pablito.
So Pablo's the winner of this podcast.
Hey, I get second?
You get the whole
You got
25th,
didn't you?
So
yeah,
once again,
so first, second, third.
With this podcast, we'll have a winner every time on a game. We'll probably be playing Fortnite again next
trophies,
time.
Trophies, like, dude, perfect.
I like that.
You like that? What?
We should do trophies.
We're going to come with a trophy next time. This was last minute. We got our cameraman here.
Hey!
Say hello, Hester.
Hello.
He says hello, and he was last minute. He was a last minute hire. So. Everybody, one person goodbye at a time. Hester, zoom in on him, please. We got Ramiro.
See ya.
Goodbye with Rad Guys.
Say your statement about the podcast. How'd you feel about it? What went on?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Thank you for being on. All right. Next to Bo, Nameless. How'd you feel about the podcast?
I enjoyed it.
I just
wish I didn't have to be around Connor.
Yeah.
He makes me mad.
Facts.
Yeah. Ugly.
Terrible host.
Fat. Ugly and fat.
What'd you say?
We're all about
podcasts. What'd you say, Tank?
All right. Now, Pablo, how'd you feel about being on the show?
I don't know, I really don't pay attention the whole time, to be honest with you.
You didn't pay? That's okay.
Hey, but I'll roll with it.
We're just talking.
Cool.
Alright, Mr. Jack.
You know, I just really feel like soundcloud.com/Jack Weird.
Jack Weird, okay. That'll be $5 after this. That'll be fine. Alright, hey, bring Rufus over here. Rufus.
I smell it a little bit.
Get him over here.
Little Paul.
You gotta say goodbye. Alright guys, this is a dog with a diaper on it, okay?
But it doesn't cover
his butthole. So he pooped on the carpet right before this show. And so what's his name? His name's Tank. Tank made it onto the show. Thank you, Tank, for being
That's
on.
That's the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
He's a little stinky.
He smells terrible.
It is
and
ugly.
He's bad. But thank you, Tank, for being on the show.
Much love.
This is Connor Miller. Wait, so we gotta do the thing again. Sunrise with Rad Guys.
Sunrise with
Rad.
Got it. Thank you for watching. Yes, sir.
There we go.
So I call a fucking
It is past my bedtime. Oh my goodness.